see.
I think that's the gist.
But my eyes still see.
And Hank Marvin in the next half hour on Radio 2, online on digital radio and 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is James Kelly. The body that scrutinises the police in Northern Ireland is to take the chief constable to court because it says sensitive information about informers is being deliberately withheld from its investigators. The police ombudsman, Michael Maguire, says he's been refused access to 100 pieces of information related to 60 murders.
The police ombudsman's office does not do investigations by negotiation. And we cannot have a situation where those who are the subject of investigation will determine what information is given to those who are undertaking that investigation. And I'm afraid I've no other option but to take legal action.
The PSNI says it has to ensure that lives remain protected when it releases information. A health official who warned of widespread abuse at a special school for boys has told BBC News he believes the report he wrote, highlighting the problems, was suppressed. Phil Shepherd visited Knollview School in Rochdale in 1991. What he saw prompted him to write that if parents knew what was happening, they would be horrified.
It was a bombshell to us. The staff were full of worries and complaints that they had to talk about. So I wrote a report. I imagine it blowing up anytime soon. The fact that it didn't has always amazed me.
The school, which had links with the late MP Sir Cyril Smith, closed in 1995. A new police investigation is underway. Rochdale Council says it can't comment until the outcome of a separate independent inquiry into whether the authority could have done more. There's been widespread condemnation of Syria's presidential election, which is taking place in the midst of the country's civil war. It's almost certain to result in a third 7-year term for Bashar al-Assad after voting was confined to government-held areas. President Obama has announced a £600 million plan to increase America's military presence across Eastern Europe. Speaking in Poland, Mr. Obama said NATO had to respond to what he described as Russian provocation in Ukraine. Two women have been jailed for 12 months each after a 79-year-old man was mauled to death by their dog. The Presser Canario crossbreed hadn't been fed or given water for 45 hours. Hayley Sully, who's 30, and 29-year-old Della Woods admitted an offence under the Dangerous Dogs Act at Liverpool Crown Court. Our correspondent Dave Guest says if the crime happened now, the women might have been jailed for longer.
The judge said in future, people who allowed their dogs to be so dangerously out of control could expect far stiffer penalties, up to 14 years in jail. However, he said those guidelines had only just come in and could not be applied retrospectively. That's why he'd settled for the 12-month sentence in their cases.
And the weather. Rain in far northeastern areas will continue overnight, and the wet weather is expected to push into southern regions by dawn. The rain will become more widespread tomorrow, affecting much of England and Wales, then pushing north into Scotland later. That's the BBC News at 4 minutes past six. On next at seven.
Thank you, James. It's like Cliff and the Shads next. Mark of respect, I think.